This is being recorded on December 8th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It's important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Welcome. My name is Andrew Barron, and this is Well, It Depends, the podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well, It Depends, will continue our Career Blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about financial advisors. If your job is advising people about money, building financial plans, managing investments, or guiding families through major life transitions, this episode is for you. Why do people choose this career? This is one of the few careers where you can continuously improve and do your best work later in life. On the front end, it can be brutally difficult, with roughly 90% of new advisors failing within their first 5 years due to low wages and long hours. But on the back end, if you can survive that long, the income can rival and sometimes even exceed top doctors, attorneys, and other finance professionals. Now let's look at the career stages of a financial advisor. Early career, 20s into early 30s. This is often survival mode. Income is often inconsistent and low, with many advisors earning less than $50,000 for several years. Benefits may be minimal. Retirement savings is often delayed, as you're prospecting constantly, facing rejection daily, and simply trying to build trust before you have a reputation. This is where most people leave the business. Mid-career. Mid to late 30s into 40s. If you make it here, the economics finally start to work. You have referral momentum, reoccurring revenue, and confidence. Income can rise quickly to six figures depending on structure and niche. This is where saving aggressively matters most, because the early years usually have set you back. Late career, 50s into 60s and perhaps even beyond. This is the golden era for successful advisors. Trust is deep, referrals are steady, and you have leverage through teams and systems. Many top advisors earn high six figures or perhaps even a million or more at this stage. Income here can pay off for the decades of relationship building from the past. Examples. Example of Sarah. Sarah starts at a brokerage firm at 23 with a $0 base salary. Her income depends entirely on what she produces, and she knows no one with money. She barely covers rent and accumulates $20,000 of credit card debt just trying to survive. But Sarah perseveres and transitions to a fee-based RIA at 30 with a $70,000 base salary and real stability for the first time. By 35, she's leading an office and has tripled her income. And in her 60s, she consistently clears over $1 million per year, built entirely on decades of credibility and trust. The lesson here is that this profession punishes early, but rewards late. What are key levers for advisors? Build technical skill early. Create referral systems. Consider your firm payout structure carefully. Save aggressively once your income stabilizes. Delayed gratification is the name of the game, so think in decades, not years. To recap, so how should a financial advisor save? Well, it depends. It depends when you enter the business. It depends on your platform and your company. It also depends on your specialization and how long you plan to stay. This is one of the toughest careers at the beginning, but one of the most rewarding at the end. It is extremely backloaded and uniquely dependent on staying power.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.